Hello, and welcome to Sittin' with Snigs, coming to you this warm July afternoon from Fort Worth, Texas. The topic of today's episode is digital citizenship. We can look at what does it mean to teach digital citizenship to our students without taking away from curriculum, and the benefits of adding these discussions or lessons to your classroom. So grab a sweet iced tea and your pen and paper, and let's begin. This past week, I attended the 2018 Plano ISD EdTech Success Initiative, or ETSI, conference. The keynote speaker was Nancy Watson, who shared her newest endeavor in EdTech in Plano ISD. Nancy asked students across the district if they had ever been taught digital citizenship and what they thought it meant. It was amazing how many students were able to define the term, roughly, but said no teacher had ever addressed digital citizenship with them. How is it possible that so many teachers are having students use online resources but have never addressed their online presence? I find it hard to believe that from kindergarten to 12th grade, not one teacher talked to them about their online presence. Enter Nancy Watson's newest initiative for hashtag DigSitPlano. Nancy has begun to create and implement digital citizenship modules through Edpuzzle on our newly initiated student Chromebooks. She has worked with multiple campuses to create tailor-made lessons using each school's motto or slogan to correlate to digital citizenship. The goal is that by fall of 2020, when she takes the next survey, that all students will be able to say that their teachers are talking to them about digital citizenship and will be able to give a more robust definition of what it means to be a good digital citizen. So what does Plano define as a good digital citizen? Plano has aligned their digital citizenship curriculum with ITSE to say that all digital learners are also digital agents, digital interactors, and digital selves. To make a productive digital self, students must manage and protect their digital identity and property, respect the digital privacy and rights of others, and understand the permanence of the digital world. To be digital interactors, students must communicate with empathy in digital channels, collaborate with others, and apply critical thinking to online sources. In my opinion, I think this aspect of digital citizenship, the digital interactor, is the hardest to achieve in my middle school classroom. With apps such as Monkey and Snapchat that allow you to assign a time to a picture, a conversation, or a video before it appears, it opens the door for students to become digital bullies. Apathy is one of the most important skills that I teach every year, and it has become increasingly hard with this digital generation that does not fully understand the consequences of a digital world. The final aspect of a digital learner is to be a digital agent. This means that students leverage technology to solve problems, actively influence societal norms, and advocate for equal digital rights and access for all. I was listening to a TED Talk the other day in which a teacher let go of the reins, which is hard to do, and allowed her students to decide how they would influence the world through science. Though she struggled a little bit, and they struggled a little bit, through struggles in self-discovery, the class was able to raise over $20,000 to build a school in Africa and buy school supplies for 3 full years. Students want to influence change. We just have to prepare them and allow ourselves to let them. So how do we teach digital citizenship without interrupting our curriculum? It can be as simple as a testimony and as complex as a mini unit. Telling our students about personal experiences is so powerful. For example, sharing that you showed restraint by putting away your phone when something was posted or shared on Facebook that made your blood boil is talking about digital citizenship. Tell your students about your own experiences and discuss how they can handle those types of situations. Have them talk about a time they were tempted or even followed temptation to start a digital debate and debrief about whether it was effective or if it caused more damage than they expected. Talking about how to navigate a digital world is so important. I think anytime we introduce a new app or website to our students, we should take a minute or so to talk about appropriate use and demeanor. It takes a few seconds or minutes, but it adds a lifetime of use. Thanks for joining me today. I hope before the next school year starts, you can reflect on how you can begin to teach digital citizenship in your classroom as you begin to implement more technology. Until next time, I'll be sitting here.